Hello and welcome to the Zero to Finals podcast. My name is Tom, and in this episode, we're moving on to urology as a specialist topic, and we're starting by talking about obstructive uropathy. And you can find written notes on this topic at zerotofinals.com/obstructiveuropathy or in the urology section of the Zero to Finals surgery book. So let's get straight into it. The term obstructive uropathy refers to a blockage preventing urine flow through the ureters, bladder, and urethra. This blockage causes a build-up of urine and back pressure up to the kidneys, resulting in impaired kidney function. Let's start by talking about the anatomy of the urinary tract and the key structures involved. Urine is produced in the kidneys. It then flows into the two ureters, one ureter for each kidney. The ureters lead into the bladder, and the bladder has a muscle called the detrusor muscle that helps to squeeze urine out of the bladder. Urine flows from the bladder into the urethra. There's an internal urethral sphincter, which is smooth muscle under the control of the autonomic nervous system. The urethra also flows through the prostate in men, but not in women. And then there's the external urethral sphincter, which is skeletal muscle under voluntary control, so the person can actually control that voluntarily. It's worth being familiar with the basic anatomy of the kidney. From the outside of the kidney inwards, the basic structures are the cortex, medulla, pyramids and columns, major and minor calyces, renal pelvis, pelvi-ureteric junction or PUJ, and finally the ureter. Let's talk about the pathophysiology of obstructive uropathy. Obstruction leads to back pressure in the urinary system, causing areas proximal to the site of obstruction to become swollen with urine. For example, obstruction at the opening of the ureters in the bladder from a bladder tumour will cause swelling of the ureter and the kidney on that side. Swelling of the kidney is known as hydronephrosis. It's worth being familiar with the term vesicoureteric reflux, or VUR, which refers to urine refluxing from the bladder back into the ureters. When obstructive uropathy leads to an acute reduction in kidney function, it's referred to as a post-renal acute kidney injury, or AKI. This is different from a pre-renal AKI, which is caused by hypoperfusion of the kidneys, for example, due to dehydration, sepsis, or acute blood loss. It's also different from a renal AKI, which refers to damage within the kidney itself, for example, due to glomerulonephritis or nephrotoxic medications. A top tip for you, whenever someone asks you the cause of renal impairment, you can always answer with, the causes of renal impairment are pre-renal, renal, or post-renal. Not only will this impress them, but it also gives you time to think through the causes more logically, splitting them up into pre-renal causes, renal causes, and post-renal causes. Let's talk about the presentation of obstructive uropathy. An obstruction of the upper urinary tract, for example in the ureters, typically presents with loin-to-groin or flank pain on the affected side, which is due to stretching and irritation of the ureter and kidney on that side. It also presents with reduced or no urine output, non-specific systemic symptoms, for example, vomiting, and impaired renal function on blood tests, for example, a raised creatinine. Obstruction to the lower urinary tract, for example, in the bladder or the urethra, presents with difficulty or inability to pass urine, for example, poor urine flow, difficulty initiating urination, or terminal dribbling, urinary retention with an increasingly full bladder, which can be palpable in the suprapubic region on abdominal examination, and impaired renal function on the blood tests, for example, a raised creatinine. An ultrasound scan of the kidneys, ureters, and bladder can be helpful in diagnosing an obstructive uropathy. A top tip for you, loin is a vague term that can be confusing and does not describe a specific location. Sometimes loin is used to describe the sides of the body between the lower ribs and the pelvis, although flank is also used for the same area. Loin is also used to describe the side of the lower back where the kidneys are situated, as well as the lumbar region of the back, the groin, and the area around the hips. Loin to groin pain usually refers to pain that circles from the kidney area at the back, round the sides, and down into the groin. Loin to groin pain is a sign of pathology in the ureter and the kidney on that side, such as kidney stones or pyelonephritis. The renal angle, which is also called the costovertebral angle, refers to the angle formed by the 12th rib and the vertebral column at the back. The lower part of the kidneys are at the renal angle. Tenderness in the renal angle suggests kidney pathology. Let's talk about common causes of obstructive uropathy. Upper urinary tract obstruction can be caused by kidney stones, tumours that press on the ureters, ureter strictures due to scar tissue narrowing the tube, retroperitoneal fibrosis, which is the development of scar tissue in the retroperitoneal space, bladder cancer, which can block the openings of the ureters into the bladder, and something called a ureterocele, which is ballooning of the most distal portion of the ureters, which is usually a congenital condition. Lower urinary tract obstruction can be due to benign prostatic hyperplasia, which is benign enlargement of the prostate cancer, bladder cancer, which could be blocking the neck of the bladder, urethral strictures due to scar tissue, and a condition called neurogenic bladder. So let's talk in more detail about neurogenic bladder. Neurogenic bladder refers to abnormal function of the nerves innervating the bladder and the urethra. It can result in overactivity or underactivity in the detrusor muscle of the bladder and the sphincter muscles of the urethra. There are many causes of neurogenic bladder, including multiple sclerosis, diabetes, stroke, Parkinson's disease, brain or spinal cord injury, and spina bifida. Neurogenic bladder can result in a variety of problems, including urge incontinence, increased bladder pressure, and obstructive uropathy. Let's talk about management of obstructive uropathy. Management of obstructive uropathy involves removing or bypassing the obstruction. A nephrostomy may be used to bypass an obstruction of the upper urinary tract, for example, a stone in the ureter. A nephrostomy involves surgically inserting a thin tube through the skin at the back, through the kidney, and into the ureter. This tube allows urine to drain out of the body into a bag. A urethral or suprapubic catheter may be used to bypass an obstruction of the lower urinary tract, for example, a urethral stricture or benign enlargement of the prostate. A urethral catheter is a tube inserted through the urethra into the bladder. A suprapubic catheter is a tube inserted through the skin just above the pubic bone, directly into the bladder. Let's talk about complications of obstructive uropathy, and these include pain, acute kidney injury, which is a post-renal acute kidney injury, chronic kidney disease if it goes on for a longer time, infection from bacteria tracking up the urinary tract into areas of stagnated urine, hydronephrosis, which is swelling of the renal pelvis and the calyces in the kidney, urinary retention and bladder distension, and overflow incontinence of urine. Let's talk in more detail finally about hydronephrosis. Hydronephrosis refers to swelling of the renal pelvis and the calyces in the kidney. This occurs due to obstruction of the urinary tract, leading to back pressure into the kidneys. Idiopathic hydronephrosis is the result of narrowing of the pelvi-ureteric junction, or the PUJ, which is the site where the renal pelvis becomes the ureter. This narrowing of the pelvi-ureteric junction can be congenital or it can develop later. It can be treated with an operation to correct the narrowing and restructure the renal pelvis, which is called a pyeloplasty. Typical presenting features of hydronephrosis are vague renal angle pain and a mass which is palpable in the kidney area. Hydronephrosis may be seen on an ultrasound scan, CT scan, or intravenous urogram. An intravenous urogram is an X-ray that's taken after the patient has been given an intravenous contrast that collects in the urinary tract, so that the urinary tract shows up really well on the X-ray. Treatment of hydronephrosis involves treating the underlying cause. If required, pressure can be relieved either with a percutaneous nephrostomy, which is a tube inserted through the skin and the kidney into the ureter under radiological guidance, or with an antegrade ureteric stent, which involves inserting a stent through the kidney into the ureter under radiological guidance. And this stent keeps the ureter open to allow the kidney to drain. So thanks for listening to this episode on obstructive uropathy. As always, a big thank you to Harry Watchman for perfectly editing the podcast, and I hope you join us for the next episode where we'll talk about urinary catheters.